Hey, Merry Christmas, everybody. Would you like to, with me, express my appreciation and a job well done to the choir and band and the tech team up here? Like, well done. Wow. Definitely much better Christmas having just been able to experience that. We've been talking about around here for the last month or so in this Christmas season. So what do you believe? That is, what do you believe about Christmas? Fascinating responses that we've been getting back. Some very insightful. One person said, I believe at Christmas, every emotion, positive and negative, is amplified. How many discovered that to be true? Yeah, for sure. Another person said, I believe that fruitcake is the food of the gods. Truth. Whereas somebody else said, I believe fruitcake should be outlawed. Any fruitcake lovers in here? Oh, even be able to say it publicly. I mean, that's a lot of character there. Yeah. How many people, you just feel your gag reflex working at just the name fruitcake? Yeah, look it up. Yeah. And then a lot of just very, very meaningful things, you know, that were coming back to us as well. Now, the reason that we ask that, it's because what you believe about Christmas, and everybody believes something. It has an effect on how we approach Christmas as well as the impact that Christmas has on us as well. This ad campaign caught my eye. I saw that and believe it, this was down south. So you see this in this billboard when you're driving by. Dear Santa, all I want for Christmas is to skip church. I'm too old for fairy tales. I'm gonna be like, ouch, right? Now, it's easy to say, I don't believe. Much more challenging and important, really kind of where the rubber meets the road, in stating, this is what I do believe. Now, for example, I could say today, at Christmas, I believe that God showed just how much he loved us in sending his son Jesus. And the fact that Jesus came was for purpose, that he might provide a means of forgiveness, but also to bring hope and help to anybody that would accept it from him. Now, some people would say, yeah, guy, but like you're a pastor, right? I mean, you have to believe that. Well, I'm not quite sure about that, but okay. So I ask just a few people, Jason and Christina in particular. So tell me about, you know, how would you answer, you know, that what you believe at Christmas? And when they shared their story, I'm like, would you mind if we shared that publicly? They said they'd be willing to do that. So this is some normal people and their story about what they believe.
I'm Jason Tofty, this is my wife Christina, and this is our story.
We met at work. I worked at a restaurant, and about a year into working there, a new chef started, and it was this guy. We did what most people in the restaurant business do after work. We went out drinking. We had great conversations, you know. I don't know if it was us or the alcohol. We got married. We were really happy. Neither of us really wanted kids. Shortly after we were married, we found out we were pregnant. So we welcomed our daughter Agatha when she was born, and we put on the best parent hats that we could, and we took her to church every Sunday.
We kind of got put into the crying room, and it wasn't much fun in there.
They actually, like, the people in the room turned down the volume so their kids could play.
Yeah.
And we thought, what a bunch of hypocrites. Something's in our heart kind of hardened towards people that attended church. We started just to kind of stay away from churchgoers, and
we put some focus into the community and try to do some volunteer work, and that we're good people and we can volunteer, and that should do it. You know, that mm-hmm. should cover us as far as being right. good.
We found our daughter going into second grade, so we were looking into private schools, and most private schools have a religious affiliation. And we were interviewing a school. I still remember saying, well, how Jesus is this school? You know, we found a school. Agatha really took to it. We felt uncomfortable in it, but she went there, and you know, and we thought, well, we can manage this. We can manage the second grade's Jesus talk You know, if she comes home, as long as she's learning what we want her to learn in school, we could manage her. She wouldn't stop talking about Jesus.
Yeah. Coming home, telling us about, have you heard this Bible story or that?
And yeah.
We told her that this is how we choose to live our lives, and, you know, we'll let you know when that's okay.
You'll be the first to know.
Yeah.
We said, you know, you don't have to go to church to believe in God.
Right.
You know, that was our big motto with her.
Yep.
A year or so after she was going there, I reacquainted with a friend. She has 4 children, and I was talking to her, and they kept on coming and interrupting and saying, when are we going to church this week? You know, and it took me off guard a little bit because I thought, who wants to go to church? Especially kids, besides mine.
Who's excited to go to church.
Right, who is being brainwashed at her school, right? And she's like, you can come. She's like, it's a little bit weird, though. I'm going to, you know, it's not like the
church
remember. Yeah. So I said, well, I'll go with you. I'll see it. And then I thought, well, maybe it will shut my kid up, too. So we went on a Saturday night service, and there's smoke machines and lights and like a rock band. And I felt like Pastor Guy was talking right to me, and that he had a message from God for me.
The message was, I thought the same thing, directed right at me. He was talking right to me.
So it had been about a year that we had been attending at Fox River, and we found out that one of Jason's young employees passed away. And it was shocking.
Yep.
It was
difficult to handle.
Unexpected.
Yeah.
And even the authorities they didn't know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was scary. It was hard. It hurt. And we were talking that night, and I remember saying to Jason, do you think he's in heaven? What if it was us? Would we be in heaven?
We prayed that night, and we committed ourselves and our lives to Jesus.
Mm-hmm. The next morning, as I promised my daughter before that we both promised her,
we would tell her first.
We've decided to have a relationship with Christ, and it was probably one of the happiest moments of my life to see her reaction to that, because she was so happy. So life's funny, you know, now we find ourselves hosting high school youth group at our home every week. We don't lead it. We have some other people that lead it, but who would have figured that we would have a group of kids
learning about God
in our house.
In our house.
Come on.
Never would have thought that.
Now, Jason and Christine are actually with us in this service, so if you guys just want to stand up, or can we just say thank you for them opening themselves up the way they did and, you know, sharing their story. Clarity of belief is such a powerful thing. So I thought, why not do a Christmas confession this year? We can go to one of the most well-known verses of all the Bible to try to put that together, that verse being John 3:16. Most people have at least seen, at one time or another, a sign, you know, popping up like this. But the message behind the sign says this, that God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. So from that one declaration, actually Jesus' words, we just put 5 statements together, this Christmas confessional. It goes like this: I believe that God loves the world and me. I believe that God sent his son Jesus. I believe that Jesus came to make the way of salvation. I believe trusting in Jesus brings life. And I believe that Jesus has more, much more for me. This evening, if you'd like to join in this statement or this confession of faith or belief that way, then I'm just going to invite you to do so. We'll go through it in a second. Now, you don't have to shout it out or anything. I mean, you know, if you're soft-spoken, you can just kind of, you know, softly speak it. You can whisper it. you're just kind of a head nod in person, you can just... Yeah, I mean, because God knows our heart, right? Also, it may be that you're just coming to terms with some of these things right now, like Jason, like Christina were. You know, they had this general belief, they'd say, but they're moving from the general belief to the personal trust. For some, that might be where you're at today. No better time than just to be able to, you know, say, that's what I want to do too. You know, that's where I want to go with this. For some, you're still in that deciding point. That's a very, again, that's an important place just to acknowledge. So please don't feel any pressure that, oh, I got to do this that way. Because no, it's just like, I want to have a little bit more clarity with where I'm at this evening. So for those that would like to join with me on part, or, you know, as many of these pieces as would be true for you, then I invite you to join with me in this Christmas confessional. Ready? I believe God loves the world and me. I believe God sent his son, Jesus. I believe that Jesus came to make the way of salvation. I believe that trusting in Jesus brings life. I believe that Jesus has more for me. I'd like to offer a Christmas blessing for each and every person. Very simple, that you would experience what God has intended for you in Christmas. In this prayer, at the end, I would like for you to, if you would, again, want to personalize. You know, God, this is, you know my heart. This is my Christmas prayer this year. Let me encourage you to make sure that you have included that in before the final amen. Would you join me in this blessing? Heavenly Father, thank you for Christmas. Would you bless each of us by allowing for us to experience your heart and what you desire, intend for people to be able to receive from you at Christmas. Jesus, for anyone here that they're ready to move from general belief to personal trust, even as they acknowledge that in their heart to you now, that's me, Jesus. I pray that you would just affirm you're receiving them. Your Christmas prayer. What is it that you are asking God for this Christmas? Please, just in your own heart, express that. Thank you again for your personal working, we pray, Father. We pray in the name of Jesus, again, with your blessing. Amen.